You fight like a girl. When you hear that, your first response is to think, it's an insult, right? Well, what if it's not? What if it's actually a compliment? Discover your own beauty, strength, and wisdom as you are challenged to accept and celebrate yourself the way God created you to be. Stay tuned as my special guest, Lisa Bevere, and I begin a week-long study on what it is to fight like a girl.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome their daughter, Kelly Copeland, and her special guest, Lisa Bevere, to today's Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hi, I'm Kelly Copeland. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. We have got a great 2 weeks for you. I am joined today with my special guest, Lisa Bevere. And Lisa has written, I don't know, how many books have you written?
I think seven.
Seven books. Sure. She's got seven books under her belt. But this week and next week, we're going to talk about a specific book each week. And this week, we are talking about her book, Fight Like a Girl. Now, you know, I think a lot of people take that as an insult. You fight like a girl.
Yeah.
But it's not. You know, I was thinking, Lisa, how much women get blamed for Eve's mistake. We get blamed for ruining everything. But, you know, I've wondered, in thinking about it, the word says the serpent was the shrewdest of all of the wild animals that the Lord had made. And when the devil came to her, why Eve? Why not go? He waited till Eve was created. And he didn't go talk to Adam. He went and talked to Eve about this, he begins to manipulate her. Why her? And I thought, you know what? Because whatever. And then you think, why did Adam fall for it? Why did Adam do? And the Lord said he knew what he was doing.
That's right. That's right.
And yet he gave it all away, knowing what he was doing. Why? Because Eve said, this is what we're going to do. And he knew how much power, the devil knew how much power Eve had over Adam. So, the thing that gets me too in this is the devil said to her, if you eat this, first of all, he's like, the Lord's just trying to keep something from you.
Right.
You know, he's holding back on you.
Always questioning his
goodness. And yeah, he is. And if you eat this, he knows that you'll have the knowledge of good and evil. You'll just be like him. Well, the thing that gets me is she was like him.
Yep.
She was exactly made in the image of God. And the devil tries to say, if you do things my way, you're going to be like him. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the devil got kicked out of heaven for saying, I'm going to be like the Most High. So
exactly.
I'm sure it irked him when God made someone on purpose to be like him.
Absolutely.
But, so he goes after this woman. Why? Well, because Adam would do what she wanted.
Yeah.
There's a lot of power.
It wasn't because she was the weakest link. It was because she was the influential link.
She's the locomotive.
Yeah.
She's not the train, but she's the locomotive, and I
Should
think that's why the Lord.
This? Maybe we're like exposing things that are going to get us in trouble later.
Well, you know, maybe, but we'll say it anyway. But you know, the Lord makes this locomotive. I think that's why the Lord says to us, "Let the man lead," because naturally we want to go do what we want to. We want to be in the lead. Because we can be in the lead. Mm-hmm. We can run, you know, everybody says, well, if they just let women run everything, they'd fix it all. That's not true. But like the devil said to her, you know, you can be like the Most High. Mm-hmm. She gave away her real power.
Right.
Her real authority.
Right.
She laid aside to go the world's way. And that's happening today, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, I've never seen women so powerless as they are right now. And I think that we have a real issue going on. We have a culture that is very confused. We have women, you know, that are saying, I've got to be powerful. I've got to be like a man. We have men trying to be like women. And we are just completely, completely out of that image of God that being captured on earth. Because male and female, Genesis 1:27 says, it captures the image or the reflection of God on earth. And so we really need to get this back. We need to get it right. And women fighting like girls is usually, you know, supposed to be an insult. Usually if a woman, they say you fight like a girl to a guy, it means you've pinched, it means you've scratched, it means you bite. I know that because I live with five men and I pinch and I bite and I scratch to be able to get anything to work. But, you know, you go for the sensitive areas, and women tend to have access to the sensitive areas. They tend to have access to the heart. And so I wanted to take it and flip it and say, what would it look like if fighting like a girl was a compliment instead of an insult? I'm 47, and about the time I was born, the feminists came on the scene, and they said, hey, if you want to be powerful as a woman, you're going to have to be a man. We're going to have to act like men. We're going to have to go into their world. We're going to have to displace them. We're going to become better at everything they're doing, and we're going to push them out of the way. But see, you know what? We have lost the strength mm-hmm. of what it is to be a woman. And women can do everything a man can do. But you know what? A man can't always do everything a woman can do. My husband almost fainted during my labor. I was like, hey, buddy, you know, I am giving birth right now. You need to stay awake for this. But, I mean, he could never give birth. Nursing, no way. He would not have breastfed those children for more than 5 minutes. There was just no way that was going to happen. But women have the ability to do very unique things. And in these last days, we need the contribution of women. I also believe that we are seeing what God is getting ready to do prophetically on the earth. The Bible says in Acts 2:17, in the last days, it says, sons and daughters, old and young, it says, on my servants, men and women, I will pour out my spirit, and they will prophesy. And it says, I will show, God will show. When this begins to happen, God says, I will show wonders in the heaven and signs on the earth below. We are all wanting more. I mean, I'm not content with what I've seen. I mean, I love God. He has done such amazing things in my life and for my family and in the lives I get to touch. But you know what? There is a hunger for something more than what I have seen. And what God keeps saying, then the women are going to have to come on board. Mm-hmm. The women are going to have to bring their contribution. The women are going to have to fight for the things that I have anointed them to fight for. See, men fight for different things than women. See, men are really good at planning wars. But women are really good at planning weddings. And both a war and a wedding are on the horizon. And so we need the anointing of the daughters of God and with the anointing of the sons of God to begin to come together and begin to ask heaven to release the things that need to be released on earth. When I wrote this book, you know, I have to be honest with you, this was my search, Kelly, for 26 years of being a Christian. My search of saying, what does it look like to be a powerful, purposeful Christian woman without compromising my femininity, without taking on the guise of a man, and without being passive-aggressive and completely useless? I came into the church at 21 years of age, and I remember when I got saved, I came in and I was like, okay, I'm here. I know you guys have all been waiting for me. I am here now. I am here. I am here. I'm single. I'm here to serve. And they're like, a little bit of a problem. You're not married. So, like, your head's not covered. I was like, oh, okay, like, is this okay? They're like, no, that's just not going to work. That's not going to work. You need to be married. And then I got married, and it was like, well, you're married, but we're still not sure what to do with the women yet. So, you know, you can do this, and you can do that. And, you know, Kelly, I did everything. I did everything because I was just a woman whose God had just completely redeemed, and I had a willing heart. And I said, anything I have, any talent that I don't have, God, just give it to me and I will be that woman for you. I will be whatever you need me to be. I will be that woman. I came into the church. I watched. I looked for mothers. I was like, are you guys looking for me? Because I'm like looking for you. And they weren't watching for me. And I remember just kind of thinking, I don't know what it looks like to be a woman of God. And God began to stir in my heart that there was a break from one generation to the other. I actually saw a necklace kind of thing coming down from heaven, and I saw these links coming down, and then I saw air, and then I saw one link suspended by itself. And he said, there has been a breakdown of the Titus II mandate of one generation of women teaching the next generation. He said, but you know what? I'm going to let these daughters cry out from a position of brokenness. And he said, I'm not raising up just mentors in the body of Christ. I'm raising up mothers. And he said, mothers want more for their daughters than they ever were given themselves. And he said, you will begin to cry out. And he said, everything that you wish a woman would have poured into you these last 8 years, you begin to pour. And so I thought, what would I have wished a woman would have poured into me when I first got married? What would I wish someone would have poured into me as a mother? What, you know, when they watch me making mistakes, going, look at her, her shoes don't match again. Is that her slip hanging 4 inches down below her dress? You know, I mean, it was just craziness. What would it, and the Holy Spirit began to speak to me and say very specific things to me. And actually, I believe right now, the Holy Spirit is releasing strategies from heaven to earth for his daughters. I just believe he is saying, it's your time. It's time for this to come. Not we're pushing the men aside, but it's time you come alongside the men, you know, not displace them. And the scripture that he gave me was Psalm 68. And it's actually, we talked with Rick Renner, it's a messianic psalm. Psalm 68 verses 11 and 12 says, the Lord announces victory and throngs of women, not women in thongs, but throngs of women, not just Joyce Meyer, throngs of women, not just Gloria and Kelly Copeland, not just Beth Moore, throngs of women shout, not whisper it in their head when they wake up in the morning, shout the happy news. Enemy kings and their armies flee while the women divide the plunder. And what he showed me in the spirit was, let's pretend like this circle is the encampment of women. They've walked around in these little circles and the men have gone out and fought and fought and fought. And the women had children have been a little bit encamped. And he said, when the women begin to say what I have already said, when they begin to declare what I have already declared, he said, then the enemy kings that have plundered their families and stolen things and hidden things from my daughters for so many years, they will back off and the women will go out and recover what has been lost. Mm. And what has been lost in the church is the heart. What has been lost is how men and women get along. What has been lost is how parents and children get along. What has been lost is how sisters and sisters get along and brothers get along. I know you probably feel the same way. I'm reading the scriptures, and I have been a student of the scripture for 26 years. I am seeing things that I've never seen before. Mm-hmm. Or I'm seeing things I've seen before, and a whole new aspect or facet of it. I'm like, oh, how did I not see that before? And that is what God is doing. He's raising up a generation of fearless daughters.
Well, that you said that in that scripture says they shout the happy news.
Yeah, not grumpy news.
Not grumpy news. But you know what? Yeah. Women are not typically happy unless they're. This is really a generalization, but it is also said in the Word. You know, unless they are covenant women living in the blessing, you can't really be happy.
If I'm and not doing what I'm created to do, I will never be fulfilled.
No, and then all Satan has to do is bring in these things that you've talked about. And how many women are out there that have been hurt? Mm-hmm. You apparently connected with the Spirit of God early on when you got saved. Praise God, because he's the one who told you of your worth.
Right.
You found out what you were worth from him. How many women, because they haven't connected to the to be able to hear from the Spirit of God like that.
But I want to pause. I want to say something that honors this ministry. I got saved in 1981. And thank God, my husband actually is the one that led me to the Lord. We were not saved. He was just a college. I got saved. I got Spirit-filled. I got healed on my first date. I didn't get just, okay, here, this. Now you're not going to go to hell when you die. Mm-hmm. I got that you die right now. And the life you live from this moment forward is no longer your own. And then John gave me a mini suitcase of Kenneth and Gloria Copeland tapes. No. And it was the Word of God. Little Catholic girl, never heard the Word. I drove from Indiana back to the University of Arizona, 14 hours the first day to Oklahoma City, 14 hours the next day to Amarillo, and then the rest way back into Tucson. I did nothing but pray in tongues and listen to the Word of God. And I believed the Word of God. And that was, I mean, anything I'm doing now is because I chose to honor a mother and father in the Spirit. And as soon as I got saved, even though nobody was watching for me, I was watching for them. I got a hold of their resources and I said, I believe this. I believe this and I'm going to live it. And I am going to recover every area where we have suffered loss. I had cancer when I was 5 years old. I grew up never getting up in front of a television camera. Absolutely not. I was never a cheerleader. When I had to take speech to graduate, I went up in front of my 12 classmates in my little Indiana town and like freaked out. I was like, I can't get up. I can't speak. I can't do public speaking. I prepared. I had the cards. I had everything. I just froze. I just completely froze. And I just was like, you can go out of the room and start again. So I tried again. I was like this, and they're like, okay, go out of the room. Well, I did not ever come back in. I went down to the guidance counselor and I said, hey, I'm handicapped, people. I only have one eye. They call me Cyclops. They call me one eye. I cannot get up in front of people. I am handicapped. And I remember the guidance counselor saying to me, you're never going to do public speaking. Or I said, I would never do public speaking. They said, okay, you know what? We're going to waive the requirement for public speaking. And I said, okay, you know, there's another class I'm having a really hard time in. And they said, what is it? I said, typing. Typing is impossible for me. Back then, you had a typewriter in front of you like this, mm-hmm. and then they had, you know, paper up here. Well, if I turned my head, I was like, where's the keys? I mean, I can't even see anything on this side of my body. I was like, I can't tell. And so when I would type, it would either be 25 words per minute or cussing, because I would just be one key off, or you'd have my fingers in the wrong place. And I was like, okay, I'm going to flunk typing. So they said, you don't have to type. You know what? You can get somebody else to type your papers.
Lower the bar for Lisa.
Yeah, Lisa's handicapped. And so many Christians act the same way. And so I remember leaving that day and going, I'm free. I'm free. I'll never have to type. I'll never have to speak in front of people. And I wasn't safe, but, you know, God was laughing.
He was laughing.
He was like, baby, 12 people are too embarrassing. So you know what? We're just going to wait. And then we're going to stick you in front of thousands of people. And if that's not enough to push you to the edge of diarrhea, we're just going to put you on television because we just want you to know.
And make you type books.
Yeah, and you don't want to type. You're going to either be editing your husband's or typing your own for the rest of your life. So we'll give you a break right now. See, God really thinks it's fun to make his children face what they fear. Because when they face what they fear, they become fearless. And God is raising up women who will face what they fear mm-hmm. and say, you know what? It's not about me. I mean, me. My world would be like this big if I controlled it. And God was like, Lisa, look at your world. I started hearing my second son echoing my fears. This little boy was riding a bike without training wheels at two. This child was fearless. I mean, he was just like, let me out, let me go. He was go, go, go. And then one day I started hearing him echo fears. And I said, where did that come from? God, what? I said, who told you you couldn't do that? Who, Austin, you can do anything you want. Don't you? And I got before God. I was like, where is this coming from? And God said, it's coming from you, Lisa. He said, if you do not face off with your fears, then your children will inherit it. He said, your children will either be positioned to inherit my promises or your fears. And he said, you have to make a decision. And Kelly, I said that day, all right, God, I really think you're making a mistake. I'm not even sure I like women. But if you want me to talk to women, I'll talk to women. All right, God, if you can fill my mouth if I open it, I'll do it. God, if this is how desperate you are, that you do not have some trained professionals out there and you need someone that is breastfeeding children, okay, I will do this. You know, but that was a turning point for my life. And you know what? There is a throng of women out there right now that even as you and I are talking, their heart is burning. And they know that God is stirring them to begin to gather other women, to begin to declare happiness, to begin to live outside of yourself. I mean, your world will be so much bigger to begin to face off your fear. How long are you going to live in a small world controlled by your fears? I'm telling you, your world will enlarge if you will let God position you with wisdom and strength. You don't just go off and not prepare. I prepared. I read the word. I served in a church. But you need to let God begin to bring your gift forth. It's just where we are.
But it's not something that you can just want.
No, it's a
call. It's not something that you can just, yes, I'm going to change my life and this is the way it's going to be. When Lisa got born again, she said she got in the Word.
Yeah.
And the Word says that this Word will divide us between the soul and spirit.
Right.
And the issues of your heart and the issues of your soul, it'll divide for you the truth. It'll help you understand. It'll help you begin to connect with the Spirit of God so that when hurtful things happen in churches, like, you know what? I know there's a lot of you out there and maybe you got saved a long time ago, but because of women in the church, you said, you know what? That's not love. And you turned your back on it maybe. Well, God is love. Mm-hmm. And he's calling on women today to begin to act like him.
That's right.
And he's calling on us to go deeper into the word and not just, it's not enough just to say, I love you, Lord. It's not enough just to sing a praise and worship song. You're going to have to get in the word and do what it takes to know him, to know his spirit. Let this word, you're not even going to know who you are if you don't go to the word.
Right.
And let it define you like you did, Lisa. And when the women were not kind, and when they didn't welcome you, the Spirit of the Lord was telling you something different.
Well, he said, you see the need. You see the need. You can either get offended or you can see the need. You can either isolate yourself or you can begin to watch for other women. And that was what I began to do. I said, man, if I'm lonely, there's other women that are lonely. Mm-hmm. There's other women that need connection. And women need connection. We connect for strength. We are the connectors in the body of Christ. It's like our function. And we have been so divided. And we have used our influence so inappropriately in the house of God. And we need to take back that place. And we need to be empowered. Women need to be empowered in the house of God. God values women. And if you want your church to flourish, you need a healthy father. And you need a healthy mother. Just like you would in a family. It's a family.
And you know what? We've allowed Satan to tell us who we are. To tell us we're unhappy, to make our lives unhappy. We've allowed ourselves to get away from what? The plan that the Lord has for us and the blessing. So I want you to stay with us this week. Join us every day because we're going to help you. We're going to show you these things in the Word. We're going to show you what God intends for you so that you can go and declare the happy news to other women and help them get free too. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Not to go in and fight for your rights and fight for things in the natural, but it's to know what God has promised you and to stand your ground for that no matter what, and to stand firm in the confidence in who God's created you to be. And it's okay. Women don't, you know, sometimes women think of submission and all that means you can't fight, you can't stand up for who you are, but you can. In who you are in Christ.
Forget you! Fight like a girl!
Fight like a girl? What does that mean?
Fight like a girl. You've heard that your entire life. What if fighting like a girl wasn't a bad thing, but actually a compliment? Lisa Bevere's book and curriculum, Fight Like a Girl, will help you discover the power of being a woman. It's not about competition, it's about restoration. It's about accepting and celebrating yourself. Lisa Bevere's Fight Like a Girl curriculum package includes the book, workbook, a 12-lesson teaching DVD, poster, bookmark, and a genuine crystal bracelet with charms that represent the power and position you have as a woman of God. All of this comes packaged in a zippered makeup bag. Lisa Bevere challenges women to accept and celebrate themselves as God created them. Your femininity is actually your greatest strength. Find your true potential and fulfillment as you discover what it is to fight like a girl. Order your copy of the Fight Like a Girl curriculum package. The cost for the full curriculum is $89.99 and includes the teaching DVD that is ideal for group Bible studies. You may also purchase the book and workbook package separately for $24.99. Order today. Log on to our website at kcm.org. Call us toll-free, 800-575-4455, or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192.
It is so important. We're both very passionate that you get this, that you get what we're talking about today. And you know what? Everything in your life is going to function better when you begin to function in the anointing that God has designed for you. And Lisa, as you teach this and you go all around the country teaching these things to women.
Around the world.
Around
actually.
The world. Yeah.
People's
lives are being changed, aren't they?
And you know what? They're actually being mobilized. They're not just changed. They're being mobilized. This is an amazing woman. She's actually a doctor. She said she plays in her waiting room for her patients. And then she said, I also have 17 women watching the session every single week. It is knitting us together and we are finding a new excitement. You see, we are going to be part of an incredible throng of women who are shouting the victory. We are seeing marriages mended, the beauty of women to start to flourish. I am so excited. I felt I had just to share this with you. These, a little group of women, a doctor in Alaska. I mean, they are getting it, and they are getting empowered. And what we tried to do is we just said, how can we make it completely easy? And so we did a fun kit with this. We said, all right, let's just put it all together. We did a makeup bag because women need to have fun stuff. And then we have the 12 DVDs. And you know, they just put it in, and they go with each of the lessons. We have a really fun poster with a sword declaring that women are answers, not problems. We have a workbook. We have the book. We have a this whole bookmark. And what that actually declares is this amazing charm bracelet is on it. It actually comes with the charm bracelet.
Yes,
it is. Yeah. Yeah. Hello. It is Swarovski crystal. And each of the charms means something. We've got a boxing glove because women strike when the enemy draws near. We've got a heart because you're guardian of the heart. We've got swords. We've got crosses. We've got stiletto heel because Satan is under your feet and he needs some puncture wounds. And so we have all these different things. It is time we have some really cool born again bling. So they not only get together, but they are empowered, and then they have something that really says, this is why I'm doing what I'm doing.
And women never find out about something and keep quiet about it.
No, they don't.
If we find a sale, even though everybody will know we got those designer shoes for 75% off.
It's a conquest.
We don't care. We have to tell them where we got them and how. So, you know, one thing you can do is tell people about the broadcast this week. Tell people to tune in with us. Tell your friends. Until tomorrow, this is Kelly Copeland and Lisa Bevere reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
This is the Year of the Open Door, and Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. For more information on this broadcast, today's product offer, or other ministry tools and resources, visit our website at kcm.org. You may also call toll-free 800-575-4455 or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192. As we celebrate 40 years of ministry, we believe for God's plan in your life and that you will walk through the open door of the blessing this year. Couldn't make it to the Believers' Conventions this year? Then log on to our free webcast at kcm.org and catch up on what you missed.
The very love that created this universe, that the very love. I have the equipment inside me now since I've been reborn. And now that the teacher and the guide and the leader and the power, the blessing himself is living on the inside of me, I can love you with the love of God. Get up! Get up! Get up and declare my word, saith the Lord. For your victory is at hand in greater measure than ever before. Not because of greater work and labor on your part, but because of your faith in the blessing, and your inheritance is at hand. Rise up and head through the door. This is the hour of your victory. You will not fail it.
Your door is open. Come out for an intimate time together in God's Word with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. It's time for the 2007 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign. Join us from the 8th to the 10th of November at Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information, visit us online at kcm.org or call 1-800-600-7395.
Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
God said, you begin to tell the women on earth, you begin to tell my daughters of heaven who walk earth right now, that they are an answer, not a problem. And their femininity is an answer, not a problem. Wouldn't have been better if they had been men. They wouldn't be more effective if they'd been men. They are answers, not problems.